supreme quality and freshness. The kind that causes a stir and raises the bar. Poured in some of Brisbane's best cafes or brewed at home, it's coffee that does good and tastes great. Coffee Supreme, proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Ellen and Neve with your 8am Zedlines. Central and southern Queensland are on flood watch as the region braces for a further 150 millimetres of rain after an already wet weekend. Tropical low system 29U crossed the coast of far north Queensland on Friday and is travelling south, soaking the state as it comes. Major flood warnings are in place for the lower Brisbane River region, Logan and Albert rivers, up to the Caboolture and Pine rivers. Experts say remnants of the tropical low will continue to travel southeast throughout the week. And in Moreton Bay, the Supreme Court have ruled on Friday that the City of Moreton Bay Council violated the human rights of 8 individuals when it evicted the campers and disposed of belongings without permission in an incident last year. The ruling is significant because it comes after the council, which serves areas north of Brisbane, including Samford, Redcliffe, Caboolture and Bribie Island, changed its public land camping laws in an effort to reduce access to an increasing number of people sleeping rough in the area. After the council made all homeless camping illegal in March last year, a series of evictions were carried out in the area, and several people camping in the area, including the plaintiffs, had their belongings confiscated and destroyed. City of Moreton Bay CEO Scott Waters has issued a statement saying, "Sadly, today's determination does not grant homes for people sleeping rough, yet significant ratepayer resources have been consumed by this matter." While the court ruled that human rights were breached, it did not grant a permanent injunction preventing the council from conducting future evictions. However, this ruling may influence how councils interact with homeless populations in the future.
In national news, the Australian government is being urged to let the Iranian women's football team stay in Australia due to fears for players' safety. A letter to Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke from community groups voices grave concerns after the team refused to sing their national anthem before their opening game against South Korea last Monday. Iranian media has condemned the gesture, labelling the team as traitors, sparking fears that they could face punishment upon returning home. Under the Islamic Republic's penal code, offences such as corruption or treason can result in lengthy prison sentences or the death penalty. It is unclear when or how Iran's players can return home amid the war and fears of possible arrests by the regime. Also in national news, the official cause of death for Canadian backpacker Piper James was confirmed on Friday in a statement released by a Queensland coroner. The statement reveals the 19-year-old had died from drowning in the setting of multiple injuries caused by a dingo attack on Goree in January. Following James's death, rangers culled the dingo pack deemed responsible, a move criticised by Goree traditional owners and wildlife advocates.
In international news, the death toll in Lebanon has risen to 400 and more than 500,000 people have been reported as displaced as Israel's attacks escalate. Early Sunday morning, an Israeli drone struck a hotel room in Reush, the tourist-filled beachfront neighbourhood in Lebanon's capital, killing at least 4 people and injuring 10. Israel stated the attack killed 5 senior commanders of Israel's elite Quds force. There are fears of a full-scale Israeli invasion of Lebanon as tanks and armored bulldozers have been massing at the frontier and ground forces have been pushing into southern Lebanon. The Prime Minister of Lebanon stated, "Our country has been drawn into a devastating war that we did not seek and did not choose," warning that the scale of displacement could produce unprecedented humanitarian and political consequences. For your weather today, it's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. It's currently raining with up to 35 millimetres predicted and weather warnings for heavy and locally intense rainfall. Humidity is at 98% and the UV index is currently 2.9, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.